There's a fundamental question that has to be asked and answered. Should California state government or local governments be in a position of compelling its residents to carry a government ID document that broadcasts their personal information without their knowledge or consent many times? I think the answer to that question is probably no, but I'm willing to say let's take a 3-year timeout, if you will, look at that question, and also evaluate the privacy protections and security precautions that are also provided for in the bill.
Does this technology mean that even if it does reduce the broadcastable information to a unique identifier rather than provide access to any of the more privacy-oriented information, that the government could require people to essentially broadcast their location all the time anyway?
Well, even if you only have a unique identifier, while that's a help, it's not a cure-all. Let's remember that your Social Security number, for example, is a unique identifier.
Right.
You probably wouldn't be all that interested in broadcasting that everywhere you went.
No.
By the same token, even if we had a unique identifier that was, shall we say, more obscure,
right,
that can still be used for purposes of tracking someone.
That's right.
It can still be used for purposes of cloning an ID card.
Right.
It can still be used for purposes of accessing a database and matching that unique identifier with information in the database.
Right.
Let's suppose you wanted to go to an anti-war rally at the University of California, and
right,
let's suppose California had put RFID in driver's license.
Right.
How would you feel if you later discovered that the police had set up a reader and without your knowledge skimmed that card, knew who the 2,500 people were at the rally, and had taken those unique identifiers and matched them with a DMV database?
I'd be worried.
Not that good. From a different political perspective, how would you feel if you were attending a gun show at the local county fairgrounds and discovered that RFID was in your driver's license and that the police had put up a reader and had the list of the 2,500 people who'd gone to the lawful gun show?
I have to say I'm more likely to go to the rally at Berkeley than I am at the gun show, but
well,
I'd be equally worried if I wanted to go to the gun show, certainly.